Welcome to The Anonymous Bartender, a podcast for the battle-weary bartenders and servers looking for that shared experience. I want to first start out and say that inspiration for doing a podcast comes from a great love and a huge free shout-out to The Dollop, run by Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds. It's a super funny podcast, so if you're not listening to it, you should be. I was never a huge podcast listener before them, and suddenly you'll find me binge listening to The Dollop, Mike Rose The Way I Heard It podcast, and of course, my favorite murder in Dumb People Town. So if anything, if you don't like this one, get off your ass and go over and listen to one of theirs, because they are awesome. So today I'm sitting down with Max. And Max is my boyfriend. Hi, Max.
Hey.
And he suffers through my podcasts and through everything else that I do, and I drag him along kicking and screaming.
I've been there for a lot of your stories, yes.
I know you have. I'm very appreciative of that. So, having you here, I want to read you some stories that I've picked up on Reddit.
Sure.
And we're going to title this podcast, Max Reacts, Volume 1, The Bathroom Stories.
Okay. All right. Yes. Let's see if I can handle this.
Max Reacts, The Bathroom Stories. So, a long time ago, I went out on Reddit. And I posed a question to the whole Reddit world on Tales from Your Server. What are some of the weird experiences, things you've seen in your bar bathroom during or after a shift?
Okay. Oh, gosh.
I have a whole list of these. So we're just going to go one by one and kind of see how you feel about it. But before we go into that, I have to explain that Max does not work in the service industry.
I don't.
Max has never worked in the service industry.
I work in a cubicle. I don't really have as many exciting stories from the cubicle.
No, not really. He's a web developer, and so he does web-like stuff. He's a smart person.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but not as exciting.
Not as exciting, but probably a lot more sanity has been saved because you sit in a cubicle all the time.
It's probably cleaner than some of your stories, yes. It's
probably a lot cleaner. Yeah. So, all right. Comment number one by Elvis1320. Not at my bar, but I found a light bulb in the urinal. I told the bartender about it, and he said, "Oh no, not again."
Okay, so let's figure this out. So, how was there a light bulb in the urinal?
Question number one.
That is, I think, the first thing that I want to address here. Is there any explanation that you can think of?
Oh, no, that's it.
But I mean, did it fall from the ceiling? Like, did it...
It didn't say a shattered light bulb. It just says there's a light bulb in the urinal.
Maybe. You know, this makes me want to test. If you put a light bulb... Okay, it's in the urinal, though, not in, like, a toilet.
No.
I was thinking, if you flush a light bulb in a toilet, will it break? That's another test for another day, I think. But...
Could we... Let's not test this in our own home. That's all I ask. I don't want to come home to you flushing light bulbs in the toilet and telling me, you know, the first four didn't break, but the fifth one I finally got right.
I think that we'll have some serious plumbing issues if we do that.
Please, no, don't. Yeah. All right, but continue. So, it's a light bulb in a urinal.
Okay. I mean, the only way I can think that that might happen is, did it pop out of the ceiling, or...
Again, the odds of it falling from the ceiling and landing perfectly in a urinal in one piece, pretty low.
Maybe... Alright, bear with me. Maybe when your urine creates energy. And from that energy, you can light a light bulb.
Wow.
I see the... I wish you could see her. There's like this mind explosion happening right now.
I don't know that it's a mind explosion, but I'm really questioning our relationship. We're only like 2 minutes in and talking about the very first comment. So let's move past the whole fact that there's a light bulb in the urinal. It's the fact that the customer told the bartender about it and the bartender says, "Oh no, not again," implying... Yeah. That this has happened before. So this bar has an issue with like this mysterious light bulb urinal lever.
The light bulb bandit.
The light bulb.
We've got the light bulb bandit.
Oh my God.
So he goes to his local Lowe's. I'm assuming they have Lowe's wherever this is from. And buys, I'm going to say a big set of like, you know, at least a dozen light bulbs and just stops by businesses and drops them in their urinals to see. I don't know. Why, though? Like, I think the biggest question is, why would he do this? What sort of sick person thinks this is entertaining?
You know, I don't know, but people do really stupid things. They have, like, blackout moments, and they just do really stupid things.
That's
like,
true, though.
Because you have to think about it. At any given time, you were in a fraternity.
Yeah.
At any given time, you know that one of your fraternity brothers was going to get drunk, and when they got to that blackout phase, you guys immediately knew he had to go home because he was famous for something or other.
I think you're totally right. I think that the best explanation I can come up with is somebody thought it was really funny when they were drunk.
But they've done it multiple times. Like, that's the problem.
Really just thinks, like, okay, when I get blacked out, I kind of turn into a different kind of person.
Yeah, you go to sleep.
I go to sleep. But before I go to sleep, I'm often very goofy and ridiculous. And, you know, I mean, I don't think it's irregular, but you know, I don't know. Just what people tell me. I don't know because I'm not there. But I can imagine that me and my dumb brain, if I was blackout drunk, I might think, haha, this is so absurd. I'm gonna put a light bulb in a urinal.
All right. Well, you're the customer we hope we never have. Right there. We just.
I don't know.
All right, let's move on. oh, gosh. From Little Crystal Girl. People have this habit of pooping on the side of the toilet at my place. I find a mudslide at least once a month in the women's restroom. That's really descriptive. A mudslide at least once a month in the women's restroom.
I feel bad for women. Because women, whether they have to do one or two, they have to sit. Guys can at least, like, at least we can, like, stand far away if we want to. Like, you guys have to get, like, up close and personal with this stuff.
Okay, wait, though. Are you telling me whether you stand or sit that you can get far away? Because that's exactly what you're describing.
Okay.
I feel like the second process is very similar between men and women.
The sitting process, yes. It is very similar, if not identical. But when you have to, number one, say there's not a urinal, which sometimes happens, just FYI, they don't always have urinals. We can at least, I mean, depending on how skilled you are, several feet of distance between us and the mudslide. And actually, we can clean up the mudslide as we go a little bit too.
All right, that's probably more to you. I need to know. I think we're gonna cut that one and I totally agree with Grace Giuliana 208. When I was a bartender, I would collect anywhere between 5 to 10 empty cocktail glasses from the bathrooms on any given night. Says, I'm not a germaphobe by any means, but it just seems kind of gross to bring your drink into the can with you. Am I right? I totally agree. It's really, don't take your drink into the, it's gross. Find a friend, have them hold your drink. I totally get it if you're out at a bar that you especially don't know and you're not sitting with people that you know. Like, it's a safety thing, especially for women. Like, take your drink, don't get roofied, don't get anything put in there. But, yeah, it's also really weird that you would take it to the bathroom.
I think the truth is, yes, that is super weird. Have I done it before? Like, every time.
But bring it back out with you. Don't leave it in the toilet.
I'm not going to leave it. Oh, you're saying people leave it.
She would find 5 to 10 empty cocktail glasses left in the bathrooms.
Okay.
So, like, somebody took their drink in there with them
and finished it. Okay. I was not following.
Now, granted, somebody might have carried an empty glass and just left it there
for convenience. I see now. Okay, well, See, I feel like the dangerous thing about this that we're doing right now is we get to see how disgusting Max can be. Because I've totally pissed and drank a beer.
I'm not shocked at that.
Yeah.
Coming from the guy who's fallen asleep in a bathroom stall with his pants down around his ankles.
That was me from the past. that was before I learned. But now I am enlightened.
Yeah, you're reformed.
I am reformed. And I at least leave my pants on now.
Oh, okay. Well,
since
we're talking about pants, the username's been deleted. I've certainly never found anything good in a bar bathroom. Just a lot of damage. Broken stall doors, broken mirrors, broken urinals, dislodged ceiling tiles, etc., etc. One bar I worked at, near a military base, had a real vomit problem in the bathrooms. Also, a number of pairs of poopy discarded boxer shorts. And poop on the walls in the men's room fairly often. There was a garbage can, but they'd always fling the soiled drawers into a corner of the toilet stall instead, right on the floor.
That's like people fucking with you. Like, that's... Wait.
Yeah, no, 100%, verbatim, that's what this just said. That... This happened multiple times that he found a number of pairs of poopy discarded boxer shorts. And I'm assuming this is a guy. This has to be a guy. A number of pairs of shit-stained boxer shorts.
Why does it have to be a guy?
Poops off,
that's,
poop on the
that's
wall.
That's sexist.
Because it's in the men's room.
It is National Women's Day today. Okay, it could be a woman.
Either way, this person. They fling the soiled drawers in the corner of the toilet stall. Like, this became... It's a game.
So it's like... You got, like, the stretchy band, and you, like, fling, like...
Okay, but think about it. You're gonna get stuff back at you. Have you ever used a slingshot and a water balloon? You get water back on you. Like, come on. This is...
Personally, I have not slung... I have not done that specifically, so... I would not know the amount of additional... excretion that would... fling back onto you.
Thank God I advertised in the very first episode that this is a not safe for work. Here's my other thought too. So you as a guy, you have gone into this bathroom and you're probably drunker than shit. You've soiled yourself, and so you're only in your mind your only option is, okay, I'm gonna take these off, I'm gonna throw them in the corner. How do you, go along with the rest of your night? I mean, basically, you've got to put your pants back on and go commando.
Okay.
I mean,
so this opens up a little bit of some different conversations of, I feel like it's much weirder to go commando if you're a guy. Because there's a little more jutting out. And interacting with the inside of your pants, than what women.
Sorry, Mom. Tara will understand. Sorry, Mom.
Oh my gosh.
I was more concerned about things getting caught in the zipper, and it just being weird. But
okay, so that's something that it's happened to every guy to a certain extent. And if it happens once, you are fucking careful.
I figured you'd be careful the first time.
I mean, yeah, but occasionally you're kind of just, like, in a hurry and not thinking. And it ruins your night, at least. I mean, depending on how extreme it is.
We don't have this problem.
Yes. Yes,
we don't
have this problem.
However... The way that women's underwear is designed, we're pretty screwed, so it doesn't hide much, so you at least get more coverage and all that. We're wearing a dress, we're SOL. Like, it's...
True. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I think that's why guys don't wear dresses.
Most guys.
Though that does seem very freeing.
You know, I feel like guys would love to wear more dresses.
Cause, I don't mind the idea.
It's loose kilts? Fabric.
I mean, freaking kilts.
Scottish have got it.
Like, kilts, like, they figured it out, man, in more ways than one. Not sure how we got to this point, but...
I don't know. We've digressed. All right, let's do my last favorite one. I saved this for the very last. User Zaitzu. Bar near my house banned a guy for life after he unscrewed the ceiling lamp, took a shit in it, and placed it back. This is a long time back when light bulbs got a lot warmer than the LEDs we have now. The smell was so bad, they had to shut it down for the night. Another user commented, "The man gets a gold star for creativity." Zaitsu replied, "Yeah, it's kind of like an incense burner for shit."
So we got shit scents here.
Yes. Here we have a guy who's probably, again, drunk. Or he's really pissed about his bar tab. This could go either way. He's super pissed about his bar tab.
Yeah, okay.
There was a female bartender and he didn't get her number, so he's pissed off. But
I feel like it's more pissed off because it takes work to get up and, I mean, I assume that it's like a normal sized guy, can't reach the ceiling without some help. So he's got to unscrew the thing. And if you're drunk, you're like unscrewing it the wrong way, not knowing why it's not coming off. So this sounds like some serious revenge.
Like, this guy walked in there and had to put some thought into it. And if anything, if it's a standard size ceiling, it's at least, what, 8-9 feet above you?
Yeah.
So this guy, because somebody probably would have seen him drag a chair into the bathroom. So I imagine that it's got to be a single stall bathroom and that the light fixture is just above the toilet.
Yeah.
So I can imagine this guy standing on the toilet, and I really hope he's like flipped the seat up so he's not doing like the surfer thing because it's all loose.
Now, maybe he did stand on the seat.
But that's the thing. If he's on the seat, he's probably doing the surfer mode. I'm hoping he's lifted up, stood on the actual base to reach up and get this lamp or the cover. But he put a lot of effort into it. And he waited. He waited to walk in there until he had to hoop. Like, this is orchestrated. Like, this is premeditated bathroom murder.
That's pretty good bathroom murder. I mean, you're murdering the entire bar. I mean, that's the bar that somebody shit in the light fixture in the bathroom. Like, that's what people are going to say about the bar.
Yeah. And put it near a light bulb. Those old light bulbs that did. They put out a lot of heat. So we baked it. So yeah, it's a shit sense.
Yeah.
And you know that guy walked out of there super proud of himself.
Oh, I'm sure. He walked out and just like, here's my, just drop money on the table, said goodbye. And almost knocked stuff off of the table.
But, I mean, that's by far, out of all those...
That's crazy.
That's my favorite, just of that. A quick runner-up. Dragonet Tube sent me, "When I had my first mommy let me go to the store bathroom by myself, I had that unfortunate experience. A plump, red-faced woman was washing her hands and bustled quickly out of the bathroom when I walked in. The back wall, toilet, and floor of the back half of the stall looked like someone had power sprayed it with liquid shit. I suddenly didn't have to go pee anymore and went and told Mum. Not sure who took care of it. This was in the 60s.
Bah. I don't even know how to comment on that.
I know, right? Like, if you're a child and you walk in, like, you're going to be horrified. I wouldn't just be horrified of the woman. I'd be scared of public bathrooms forever.
Oh, yeah.
And I was already scared of public bathrooms because it didn't make sense to me because I had a house that there was one toilet. Only one toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So it baffled me as a kid. Like, why is there two more toilets in here?
Mm-hmm. Like, see, even the thought that could have happened and have been cleaned up somewhere, like, you know everything that's happened in your bathroom. There was that one time that you had I can't get too deep into speculation, but you know exactly what happened in your bathroom. In public bathrooms, that could have happened anywhere, and it could have been covered up with that lemon smelly shit.
Oh, God.
But, yeah.
Well, you got to feel for the people who, they work there, and they have to go in, and they have to discover it, because ultimately, it's still a public restroom, and it's the bartending staff, unless, you know, you've got, like, the new guy who's running the dish pit. Like, the people who work in this place have to go in and clean up after this.
Yeah, I don't have to do that at my job.
You don't have to, no, you don't.
Yeah.
This is what we do, and mm-hmm. having worked in a college bar, I can't tell you how much bodily fluid I've picked up off of the floors and walls and off people. I have 1,000 stories of college girls looking down at their chests and puking into their bras.
Hmm.
Because they can't, they're so drunk. They can't function, so they just kind of put their heads down because they're passing out, and they just puke into their bras. And then I have to clean them up as I kick them out of my bar and tell them to go the fuck away.
Yeah.
Try to pour them into an Uber, but...
Yeah.
You know. But you... If you're going to celebrate some people in the world, celebrate the people who have to do this, who pick up the aftermath. Like, they're the ones who need the extra dollar.
Yeah.
A hug.
Oh, yeah.
Give them a break.
Give them a hug, but don't give them a hug after you puked in your bra.
No.
God,
no. Well, this has been a very smelly anonymous bartender podcast, and it's Max Reacts, which... I think we've had some good reactions.
I reacted, yes.
Think I need to question some things when the microphone turns off, but...
As always.
As always. Like, I choose to live with you.
Yep.
Not sure why, but...
I keep a record of everything that's ever happened in the bathroom, so...
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
At least you don't keep a poop knife.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a whole story.
That's a whole other story.
It's not even a restaurant story, but that's totally what I gotta cover.
Yeah.
We totally...
Yeah, I gotta cover the poop knife story.
If you haven't heard about it, just go Google the poop knife story, and it'll be the funniest thing you ever do today.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening to The Anonymous Bartender. We'll have another podcast next week. And keep drinking, keep sharing your stories. If you want to submit something, you can do it to anonymousbarstories@gmail.com. You can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram at The Anonymous Bartender. Otherwise, we'll see you next week. Cheers.
Cheers.